एयरपोर्ट है ना,
हाँ हाँ मैक हो गया,
तो वहाँ पर हमारे नैन जी का वो बाल प्रसाद चल उनका अपना था, तो हम वहीं जाते थे
बहुत सौभाग्यशाली आप लोग हैं जो गंगा के किनारे रहने वाले
सौभाग्यशाली तो हम लोग हैं कि आपके दर्शन हो रहे बस हम चाहते थे कि एक बार दर्शन हो जाए आपका आशीर्वाद मिल जाए
भगवान की आप पर करना हो मंगलम भवतु भगवान को कभी न भूलें और उनको सर्वदा याद रखें इससे बढ़कर के कोई उपदेश नहीं कभी न भूलें यदि जीवन में कोई सुखी रहना चाहता है तो भगवान का सब समय स्मरण किया जाए वो भी स्मरण किया जाए कैसे हमारे प्राणों के नाथ हैं हमारे प्राण बल्लभ हैं रिलेशन के साथ यदि संबंध नहीं है देयर इज नो रिलेशन नो सर्विस संबंध के ऊपर में ही जितने ही प्रेम होता है सब संबंध के ऊपर मान ले कि कोई संबंध से पति है पिता प्रिय है किंतु पति नहीं हो सकता पिता का संबंध माने पिता के साथी में जैसा संबंध है उसी के अनुसार में उनकी सेवा होगी पति के साथ में जो संबंध है वो पति के साथ में ही तो कृष्ण से ऐसा कोई रिलेशन लगाया जाए जोड़ा जाए और असल में संबंध है ही उसको अनुभव करना है नए रूप से ये हमारे सर्वस्व वही आप ही हमारे भाई हैं हमारे बंधु हैं हमारे सखा हैं हमारे प्राण बल्लभ हैं हमारे सर्वस्व आप ही हमारी विद्या है हमारी धन है संपत्ति इसलिए गोपियों ने उनको अपना गोपीजन बल्लभ अपना प्रियतम माना यशोदा जी ने अपना पुत्र माना श्रीधाम सुबल ने अपना सखा माना हनुमान ने अपना प्रभु माना इस तरह से अपना अपना जोड़ करके जम्बवंत थे उन्होंने अपनी लड़की की शादी के संस्कार कर करके अपना दामाद बना लिया किसी ने कुछ कर लिया इस तरह से ये संबंध जोड़ करके अब भगवान के साथ याद करता है बस मरते समय उन्हीं का स्मरण हो उन्हीं का रूप का चिंतन हो हमारे हृदय में वही बस इसे इस संसार में नहीं जाना संसार में आने पे अभी तो युवावस्था है एक दिन बुढ़ापा आएगी आंख से कम दिखाई देगा केश पक जाएंगे शरीर ढुलक जाएगा और शरीर भी यही रह जाएगा उसके पहले ही अपना जीवन वो संबंध जोड़ करके स्मरण करते 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 वो आ जाए जो मरते समय में उन्हीं का स्मरण और कोई स्मरण इससे बढ़कर के और जगत में कोई उपदेश नहीं कोई आज मरेगा कोई कल कोई परसों किंतु मरेगा जरूर परीक्षित महाराज जी 7 दिन के अंदर में मरने वाले तो भागवत सुना दिया 7 दिन कोई को वो भी समय नहीं है तो मरते समय राम राम सुना दो कृष्ण कृष्ण सुना दो बस
जब लोग डिस्टर्ब करते हैं ना जैसे संसार में उस वक्त क्या
कृष्ण प्रहलाद महाराज जी को उसको पिता ने और दूसरे असुर बालकों ने बहुत तंग किया किंतु वो सब समय कृष्ण 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 सारे दुख उनका नाम एक हरि है हरी मैंने क्या पापों को विपत्तियों को सबको हरण कर देते इसलिए उनका दुख में सुमिरन सब करे सुख में करे न को सुख में सुमिरन यदि करे दुख काहे को हो। यदि सबसे में उनका श्रवण किया तो दुख आएंगे, लोग नहीं तंग करेंगे, तंग करेंगे तो वही तंग हो जाए। मेरा बाई को विष का प्याला दिया, कहा कि ये ठाकुर जी का चरण में, तो उसने पी लिया। ले कोई भी तंग नहीं कर सकता है, आज तंग करेंगे तो वही तंग होंगे। यदि भगवान का सब समय इसे बढ़कर के कोई मंत्र नहीं।
जब हम मथुरा आएंगे तो फिर आप दर्शन करने के लिए आने देते हैं अंदर?
खूब खूब।
आप मथुरा
में वृंदावन में
दोनों में?
मथुरा में पहले आश्रम था, अब वृंदावन में
सेवा
के लिए।
वृंदावन में तो दो तीन जगह हो गए, मैं वृंदावन में ही रहना चाहता हूँ।
अच्छा।
गोपियाँ और ब्रजवासी वृंदावन में रहते थे, मथुरा में कंस रहता था।
हाँ।
अभी भी कंस के कुछ लोग हैं, परिवार के लोग हैं, जाते हैं तो लोगों को पंडे लोग तंग करते हैं।
स्वामी जी, यशोदा को मालूम था कि वो भगवान है, जब वो दिखा देते थे वो फिर भूल जाते थे कि मेरे पास भगवान है। कितना है तो हम तो इतने छोटे छोटे लग गए,
बस कृष्ण कृष्ण करो, देखो वो भाव आ
आपने और लोगों
से तुम्हारा कल्याण हो। आप लोगों का कल्याण।
And Chandravali, how often do they see each other?
Actually, Krishna wanted to give prominency of his own Shakti Radhika. But if there is only one creeper, no leaves, no branches, no flowers, no manjaris, no fruits, then there is no beauty of that. And if there is only one creeper and no others, how we can compare that? Oh, this is the best. No? So Radhika expanded herself first into Chandravali, secondly to Lalita Vishakha Chitra Champak Pata, and then to Shyamala Bhadra and to other Sakhi. He also expanded herself in Dwarka, all the queens, and then he manifested herself in Lakshmi and all the wives of Krishna manifestations, like Nrisimhadeva's wife, Ram's wife, Baladeva's wife, Vamandeva's wife, all were expansions of Srimati Radhika. Why? That way we can know what is the specialty of Radhika, that is, she is so much beloved to Krishna. If only Radhika is, then no comparison. Or if in a class there are so many boys, if there is no competition there, they cannot grow their qualifications. They will fail every year. They will not read. But where there is competition of beauty, competition of quality, competition of all things, how they can serve, how can attract Krishna. So there is for competition, Srimati Ka has himself expanded like Chandravali, giving this more that I am most beloved of Krishna than Radhika. And Radhika says that I am most beloved. So how they can serve Krishna more for this thing, for a computation, Sri Radhika became like this. Understand? If you are not two boys and reading you are, if he is coming first and you are becoming fell, all will tell, oh, he is most intelligent. So you should worry more. Then we said, oh, my elder brother is for going first, I will top him also. So your energy will come. For these things, Srimati Radhika has. Understand now? Rivalry there is. Rivalry of beauty, rivalry of qualities, rivalry of all these things. But they are sisters. They are same thing. But to please Krishna, they are become like
Krishna. So when they come together, Radharani and Chandravali, mm-hmm. How do they act?
They act
friendly?
Not friendly. She wants to attract Krishna, and Srimati Radhika wants to attract. She wants to serve more, she wants to serve more. But Srimati Radhika knows so many tricks that Radhika has Chandravali lacking something. So she's more. For competition, everything is there. Krishna is so tricky. You want to test so much love and affection of all. So sometimes they say that Krishna should come to me, I will serve him. Mm-hmm. And Radhika thinks, sends any messenger that bring Krishna, otherwise he will go, then I will die. So for this competition, only the mood of Radhika has become like Chandravali.
Last time you were in Badger, first time, and you said we should, when we chant, should think about playing with Krishna and Balaram. So my father, he has Krishna and Balaram deities, but he's not worshipping. So I wanted to know if it was good if I can worship.
In the beginning, it will be good for you. But gradually, when develop prem, I want to give the same kind of prem which is highest. If anyone taking Balram and Krishna worshipping, no harm, because Baldev will be so merciful. He will develop his Krishna consciousness so high gracefully. So now you can do no harm. But afterward, I want to take you in promotion in Radha Krishna conjugal. No? So now you can do no harm. But I want that you should go thinking Baldev Prabhu like your guru. Baldev Prabhu always guru. He is a Akhanda guru. No? But we can serve anyhow, no harm. That is why Swamiji gave sometimes Krishna Balram, sometimes Nityananda Prabhu and Gaur, sometimes Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, sometimes Ram. But gradually they will come. Only to charm others towards the conjugal love and affection. This is the highest. I want those who are coming to me, I should give them highest. Gradually. So you can serve Krishna Balram there like Guru, elder brother of Krishna.
Maharaj, he wants us to have them take his Hindi classes and Sanskrit classes.
Very good.
Yes, they can take that seriously.
Very good. Then he, in future he can help me. And he can read Srimad Bhagavatam and all books. I want that they should be very qualified devotees. Very good. And I want your sound health. That you can jump at once like deer. Oh, in gallop, yes.
When we come for Kartik,
yes.
Raj Mandala Prabhupada, I will be more strong.
in Mathura, we asked you what books we should study before we get initiated, and you said it's Bhagavad Gita, and then you said when you come to New Braj, then you'll give us more instruction.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you finished your Gita?
We study school, Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, you should do. Especially you should think that Gita is what platform of bhakti?
Foundation.
Foundation. And very strong foundation. If we are not learning Gita, our foundation will always be and our house can break and up. Thoda sa kuch hona chahiye. Why bhaj not enter there? You should come. You should not enter there. Only this is Gita. We are not this body. This body is like a swirl or like a what?
Shirt.
After some time, it will be old and it will be
torn.
And you will find it. So it may be that it will be old in 1 day, 2 days, according to our past, but impressions of good and bad things which we have done. This body will not be a forever, eternal. This body is not eternal. But in this, Atma, soul, is eternal. To make realize this, Gita is there. But after that, what will be in not Gita? Then we'll have make relation with Krishna and to serve Krishna. Like first like Dhruva, then Prahlad, then Hanuman, Chitraketu Maharaj, then Subalsidam, and then Mother Yashoda, and after at all, what?
Gopis.
Very intelligent. So the love and topest affection for Krishna is Gopi prema. The prema of Gopis. But first we should know that we are not this body. We have forgotten Krishna, his service, his love and affection. Now we are servant of our senses. Without seeing any beauty we cannot be. We want to test by this ear, eyes, by mouth, by kissing anyone, by taking so delicious things for it, our own, and touching so soft, beautiful things. So we are engaged in this. We are bound to do this. But if gradually we will develop our Krishna consciousness, then gradually they will go and we will lose the attraction of this beauty and everything. But then we will first know that we are eternal servant of Krishna. This is the sum and substance of Gita. So we should not have a strong belief on this body and everything. Sarva dharmana parityajyamamekam saranam vraja aham tvam sarva papyabhyo mokshayishyami maha. You remember this slok? Speak.
So how it starts?
Yes.
How does it start?
You happy you remembered?
Say the slok.
You should remember always this slok. Not any other slok, but this slok.
Sarva dharma vidyam jan. Mamekam shravanam vajam. Aham tam sarva papyabhyo mokshayishyami maha.
More clear. Repeat me.
Sarva dharmana
parityajya mamekam saranam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami maa shuchah. You should always remember this. And then after that we will interview. Krishna is so merciful. Any incarnation or manifestations of Krishna is not so much, no? So much merciful than Krishna. Anyone if will go to kill Krishna, Krishna, what he will do? First he will take his body and make him pure. He does not anyone kill. What he does? Anyone, everyone in this world will die. If you are not giving up of this body, himself you will give up this body. No? In the old days, all will die and they will die. So Krishna takes it very mercifully, their body, and separates them and makes them pure. Understand? So Putana, he separated his this body, and soul. He took soul and made it like mother. And this body, body was divided into five. In this there is water. Water became water and mixed in sea. And the sun rays, that is fire. It went to sun, and the body is soil. It mixed in soil, and there is some zero. Zero means akash.
Ether.
Ether mixed in ether. Anything was not lost, but the went and mixed into their root thing, and there thus it was separated from the body, and it was pure by touching of Krishna, and then went to Golok Vrindavan, where she became like a mother, always serving Krishna. So this is not that he murdered or he killed or he did anything. Agasur, he went. Agasur, you know?
Yes.
The brother of Putana. Oh, very, very big demon. Like a snake. Peter. Ajagar.
Python.
And after that, Krishna touched. He went in his mouth and he separated. Did operation that his soul was separated from body. And he became pure and sent him to Brahmaloka. Let go. Don't be over here. Suffering. So very, Krishna is so tricky that he makes tricks and purifies and makes them pure forever.
Is everyone here now, Maharaj? For the most part, is our Prabhupada's shishya. They're all mostly
one,
elder devotees.
One, no?
Makanlal.
One, two,
Indrade,
three,
Srila,
four,
Sarva
five,
Krishna,
six,
Varuna,
seven,
Padabja, Rupmanjari, Bharata, Radha Vinod, everybody, and others you know. But many of them.
I'm so lucky to meet all senior persons. And that is why I came. And also I became today happy to have your daughter here. And she asked me for feedback. I gave this, and also I told that you should try. Always utter Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and follow your father. Like Sikhya Guru. No? Father and Sikhya Guru both. Sikha Guru, you know? What?
And Guru who will instruct.
If you will follow him, you will surely be happy for your all life. he is so much lucky that he has touched the feet of Swamiji, who came not from this earth, he came from Golok Vrindavan.
Many of the senior devotees were made devotees through Makkhan Mahal.
Yes. Or Krishna used to take makkhan. So he is really like makkhan.
Yeah.
Guru gives this name according to thinking some qualities, otherwise no. Their names are not like ordinary person's names. They have no quality. If there is a blind boy, he will tell that Kamal Nayan. Kamal Nayan means with eyes, very good eyes. If a black, ugly person, they will tell Shyam Sundar. But Guru gives name according to their swarup of Atma. That will help others and myself also, both. If Ajamil told Narayan only for his son, but Narayan took himself, purified, and he went to Vaikunth. So if anyone always calls Makhalal, 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 Krishna is taking Makkhan and he is Makhalal, Makhalal. Why he will not go to Golok Vrindavan? Are kaun hai? Dekho to. I should not come. He should come. Where is he? Why? Oh, you are knocking? He collected so long, boy. All very young. Whether girls are these young. You want? Certainly, I will give.
Also, what? How can I see when sometimes when you're in pain, the pain in my body, sometimes it just overwhelms my mind. I just get poor me, you know, and thinking just my mind becomes so disturbed I can't chant Hare Krishna or anything, and I'm just wondering how I can think.
Only this reason, first reason, we should chant Krishna. First word is Hare. If he will chant Hare Krishna, he will surely, with a very strong faith, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He will take your all suffering. It is last truth. So with very great honor and faith, you should chant. I will give a little mantra to you that with Harinam you can chant.
When should I come?
Not time today, Ekadasi, and tomorrow we will go. I told you to come today.
Yes.
I told you
yes,
to bring.
Yes, we've been trying to come.
So, if you were in morning, about 8, I've given, but now I will be. You should be ready. Just now I'm going to the bathroom and everything. Have you this crucifix? How many? Saving you from all distress and miseries. Always saving. Have so strong belief in Krishna. Don't be worried. Don't be worried. You should try to maintain your life living. But I think you should not worry for this. This body has been made by past activities, good and bad. So up to you are here in this world, everything will be managed by your past actions. Whether you want or not, if there is so many happiness you have done, then it will come. Whether you are not trying anything for that, but yet they will come. And if there are some sufferings you have done before, cutting animals, giving so much pain to others, not serving father, mother and all others, husband or wife, it is not sure that in last your birth, you were woman, it may be that you have been man. It may be that you have cheated so many things in past life, and it may be that you have helped them. So all actions have some fruits, and by that this body has been come. So everything will come easily. Don't worry for that. But try to make all these actions or everything helpful. Is sorrow, suffering coming? Don't worry. Let that come. If good things are coming, don't be so happy. In all cases, you should remember Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you should try to have a relation with Krishna. And then chant. Read something. Worship something sometimes. Doing so many activities. Don't cook for only you. Cook for Krishna. No? Anything you are doing, anywhere going, you should see that. For what thing I am going? Only for joining me or for Krishna? So if it is for Krishna, then you should go and do all. Don't do anything for your own. Understand? If you are doing, then you will go to hell. And if you are doing anything, like you are taking prasadam, why you are taking? If I will not take, I will not be survived, and thus I cannot serve Krishna. So you should take prasadam for Krishna. If you are sleeping, don't think that I am so much tired, I should sleep. I should sleep, I am tired, I should sleep, I will be fresh, and next day I will serve Krishna. I will chant, remember. So all actions from top to bottom should be for Krishna. If you are child, think that, oh, Krishna has given. This is the servant, eternal salvation of Krishna. I must help him. If you are husband, oh, he is Sakha of Krishna. Krishna has arranged. So I must help him. In this way, all your actions should be for Krishna. Understand? And be happy. You can write me later in Vrindavan, Mathura. I heartily bless him to you. Okay.
Mara said you were describing about, you know, the actions, the body resulting from past karma. Then my understanding has always been that when there's the chanting of the holy name, this is for given by Guru, is for invoking mercy, and that to some intervention, you know, some to get mercy for some changing of destiny, or where's that line, so to speak, between how much has been carved out by the past karma, then how much it's changing by under the lotus feet of Guru's services coming, and then descending mercy, and Hare Krishna and Hare Nam, Golok, Kara Premadana, Hare Nama Sankirtan. But how much is changing the destiny in as the, with the increased contact with Krishna?
First of all, we should understand clearly that what is am. There are three things in this body, gross or material body. No? And after that, there is a very sukshma shari. Sukshma shari, very
subtle body.
Of mind, intelligence, ahankar, and mahatattva. Mahatattva made by Prakriti, very, very, very fine, no? But not Atma, covering of Atma, like very pure glass. Through glass we can see anything, but we cannot touch. I'm seeing you through this glass, but if you are covered with glass, I am seeing you. All your movements I am seeing, but I cannot touch you. Understand? So mahatattva, ahankar, intelligence and mind. They are one thing, but gradually thicker, 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 thicker. Or less. If you come from mahatattva, then mahatattva, ahankar, then intelligence and mind. Gradually thicker, thicker, thicker. And if you go up from mind, then buddhi, intelligence, ahankar, myself, I. And then mahatattva. But all are covering. After that, thirdly is soul. The function of soul, the function of that body, man, buddhi, ahankar, chit, and function of this body are separate. But now we have mixed all in one, that I am this gross body, material body, which we do by this body to support this body and to make happy this body by our these bodies and senses. It affects only body. No? Like you killed anyone's body, then that Atma will come and he will take your body, he will slaughter. If you have pained anyone by your words, by man, buddhi, ahankar, you have defected, then some things will come from all your past activities and they will affect man, buddhi, ahankar and chit. And if you have heard the name of Krishna from anyone, you have any, how you have helped in the service of Krishna, they will affect Atma. Understand? There are three activities for three things. This gross material body, and then man buddhi ahankar chitta. So if by your action you have given pain to mind, then you will have to suffer by that in this past life, in this life. If you have done so much good works, like for society, for anybody, for all, for this body, you have made hospitals. Hospitals for this. There are also hospitals for mental, but actually they are all for this body. For good activities, making good things for whole public, for society. These are for minds, man buddhi ahankar chitta. And like you have managed to give any marriage to anyone, and he is testing these all things by marriage, by mind, these are related to this. But you have given a oil, you know, for the purpose of making lamp light in the temple. You have served any Vaishnava. You have anyhow, by the request of your friends, you give some donation to any devotee, and that donation was really expended in the service of Krishna, then they will affect Atma. In this art, there are so many divisions of these things. Pure devotion. Anyone reading Srimad Bhagavatam, very first class devotee. And by chance you are going and say, why those gathering? And you came from your car and you sit down. And for 2 hours you were there. This will go to soul. If you kept any name for your child, Narayan, Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Madan Mohan, and you are repeating, calling, oh, come on Krishna, Shyam Sundar, you have kept any dog's name, anything, and you are calling him, oh Ram, oh, come on. You make a very good building, and there you kept the name Radharaman. And when you come and see that, oh Radharaman, Radharaman, they will be attached with your soul. These are good impressions, Sukriti. So three kinds of activities affect three kinds of body. So if you have done karma, good or bad, then you will have to taste that. If you have done for activities for mind and all this, they will affect all that. No worry, and everything will come positively, automatically they will come. And living in this body, doing something bad or good, but if you have chanted Krishna name or you have served Krishna, then they will have so much effect that Krishna will manage a very bona fide guru, Vaishnava association, and that will help you Atma. And gradually the chanting of name, when a devotee chants, the actions of past births on this body going on. It is so strong impression. So Arjun killed so many lakhs and lakhs enemies. No reaction. Only Krishna was there and chanting, remembering Krishna. So we see that Ajamil was so bad person. He killed so many persons, so many animals. And he chanted Narayan and nothing was come to this body that he should test it, the bad things. Nothing. So if anyone having done so many things and his life for 100 years and good and bad he has done, and according to that prarabdha karma, it is called prarabdha. If all bad and good activities are coming, and now he is chanting and remembering so well, pure, then all activities will go away. He will have not to test the fruits of that. This is it. All activities of mind, what you have done by body, all are washed, so he is hurried. So don't worry for all that. You go on repeating and repeating, uttering Krishna and serving Krishna. If everything has gone of a devotee who has taken name, pure name, then why his body is there here? That is made by past good and bad.